American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. All of this being brought to you today across the country and on the live stream by X Insurance, a superior product. Check them out, xinsurance.com. Philadelphia customer walks in on robbery at takeout restaurant, shoots suspect dead. Customer fired single shot through the suspect's neck. Likely won't be charged. This is a happy ending story. If I've ever seen a happy ending story, I'm going to kind of run you through this Fox News report, and then we're going to go to our guest, student of the gun, Paul Markle, for some commentary on this and lots of other stuff, including Stacey Abrams being investigated for apparently she sees dead people, right? We'll go to Stacey Abrams in a minute. She's way too easy. She's low-hanging fruit. That's what she is. Customer who walked into a robbery happening in a Philadelphia takeout restaurant shot and killed the armed suspect and will likely not face charges. Police said three employees were inside the Wingstop in Northeast Philadelphia Sunday when a 53-year-old man walked in wearing a mask and gloves around 10:30 p.m. Suspect allegedly pointed a gun at them and demanded the employees hand over the money from the cash register. He didn't allegedly do anything. He pointed the gun at him. It's on video. When it's on video, there's no allegedly. He did it. Investigators said that's when a customer identified by police only as a man in his late 20s walked in talking on the phone, likely not noticing a robbery was taking place. Suspect then turned and pointed his firearm at the customer, demanding he turn over his cell phone. Customer pulled his own gun, fired one shot at the perp, striking him in the neck. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, this is a beautiful thing. We celebrate this. Why? We don't celebrate the death of the human being. We celebrate the lives of the four people who are still breathing today because one of them had a gun. That's what we celebrate. That's why this is a happy ending story, because, again, you can repeat after me, longtime listeners. If you, I can hear you now, attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And with whatever befalls you, up to and including your own death, you've earned. If that person whose life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness you attempted to deprive them of, then deprives you of yours. Good riddance. I hope it hurt. Paul Markle, student of the gun. How are you, my brother?
Oh, I'm just Jim Dandy.
Stories like that, those make your day, brother.
Well, it's actually kind of bizarre when you were saying that. So the perp was someone in their 50s, and the good guy with a gun was in their 20s.
You'd think that'd be flipped.
That's usually the exact opposite.
You know? Let's talk about
usually
that for
the exact
a second.
Opposite.
Exactly what I was thinking about when I read it. The same exact thing. It's what I love about Paul. We're just so on the same page. What is a guy at 53 years old doing robbing a Wingstop? For God's sakes, at 53, you don't have it together, you're robbing Wingstops?
Oh, I'm sure that was his first offense.
You think so, huh? He's probably been robbing Wingstops for 50 years, right? I mean, come on, man.
That's his career. What are you talking about?
I mean, good heavens. The customer, who was also a victim, because he had the gun pointed at him, remained on scene, did cooperate with cops. We do have his weapon. We know that just one shot was fired from that customer. We'll give him his gun back. He's not being charged with anything. He ought to be charged with getting a huge award. Maybe it's Christmas. Maybe he should win a major award. Maybe he should get the leg lamp. Maybe that's what he should get this year for Christmas from the cops in Philly. And he ought to get his gun back, too, Paul. I hope they don't keep it from him, right? But that's a happy ending story. Isn't that? Well, did anything I say about life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, is there anything ring wrong about that?
No. The main thing I would say when it comes to tactics is, people, you need to understand that your phone is an attention vampire. And Anytime you're out in public, you say, well, I don't go to places that where I would need a gun, or I don't go to bad places. I hear this all the time. You know, people are like, well, I don't need to do that because I don't go to bad places in the middle of the night. It's not about that. And first of all, and it's not your decision. People say, well, I'm going to go to blank and I won't need a gun there because that's a good place. That's not your decision to make. You need to be prepared at any time, day or night. And when you, you know, go out of your house, and obviously everybody uses their phone, but you got to be smart. Have your head up. Pay attention to your surroundings. If things look strange or out of place, there's probably a reason for that, and you should notice it and take note of it.
That's great advice, because how many times have we talked about together on the air, listeners, that, see, this is what Paul is talking about is denial. You're walking around in denial. Well, that's not going to happen to me. I live on the right side of the tracks. That's not going to happen to me. I don't go to that area of town. Evil picks and chooses the time of the fight, not you. You don't get to make that decision. Evil decides. You have to be ready for it, Paul.
Yeah, it's your job. You know, they know when they're going to do it. You have to be ready all day, every day. That's just part of being a responsible, mature adult human.
Not just for that, but for virtually everything in life. I mean, you have to. You know, one of the best pieces of advice I ever gave my kids when they were learning to drive, and I still give it to them now. My son's had his license now since the end of September, but he's had his permit for a year. My daughter's 18; she's been driving for a couple of years plus the year with the permit. But I told him, none of these satellite radio moment word people out here are going to play by the rules. Not one of them. You have to be playing by the rules at all times, because none of them bad word people are going to be playing by the rules. Not one. You have to expect that. And that's basically the same advice that you're giving now, I would take it. These people are, you know, if you're not alert and awake, somebody's going to sense that, and you will at some point in time become a victim. You are opening yourself up for that, are you not?
Oh, yeah. People say that. They say, it was their responsibility to stop, or they have to yield or whatever. And like, yeah, I get that. But
they didn't.
So, right. So what are we going to do? Yeah.
They didn't. Okay. The guy ran a stop sign. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I was telling my kids. None of these people are going to play by the rules. You have to be the one playing by the rules.
You need to assume that they're not going to. You need to assume that car is not going to stop, you know? And they're like, oh, I don't want to live that way. Well, you actually live better that way than just assuming that everyone's going to do it. And longer than everyone's going to do everything right, yeah.
You're going to live better and longer. Hey, I've got an interesting story. I got a call today from Charles Heller, Liberty Watch Radio out in Arizona in Tucson. He's a co-founder of one of the best grassroots organizations in the country, Arizona Citizens Defense League. And I want to tease this with you, listener, before we go to a break. And, Paul, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about it, and then we'll move on, because Charles will be joining me on the Sunday program, second half of Hour 2, listeners. Second half of Hour 2, 34 minutes after the hour, either at 9:34 or 6:34, depending on which coast you're on. You can do the math in between for wherever you happen to be. But it was related to media. He did an interview, Paul, with the Arizona Daily Star, and he taped the entire interview. And he told the reporter he was taping the entire interview as a courtesy to her so he could send it to her so she could get his quotes identical. Do you think she did that?
No.
No, she did not. And she attributed something to him that he did not say. Yet she said he said it, and she didn't put it in quotations, but she said Charles Heller, but that's not what Charles Heller said. So Charles sent the publisher and the editor a scathing letter demanding a retraction, and also demanding a 600-word op-ed, I demand a retraction of that quote with an admission that I did not say it, and an opportunity to post an op-ed refuting the article of 600 words. You know, had he not done that, this story would have, other news outlets have gotten word about this happening. So I don't know what's going to happen to the Arizona Star reporter, but I'll tell you what should happen to her. She ought to be fired. is what ought to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to be up against this. This is why I bring this up. We're going to be up against this. I'll give you some details when we come back from this break. And then I want to talk a little bit about Stacey Abrams because she's just so low-hanging fruit here. Yeah, I know. We got to talk about her. Some interesting stuff going on in the state of Georgia. Embattled Secretary of State Raffensperger is now apparently looking into this because apparently Stacey Abrams and her group see dead people. But you already knew that. And I just want to know how come they're not looking at him for seeing dead people November 3rd. We'll talk about it with Paul, Professor Paul Markle, student of the gun. Don't go away. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. You're in the GunBroker.com studios with me. This is the Car Arms microphone lighting up the nation's airwaves, and it's all being brought to you by X Insurance, a superior product. We'll talk about that more in just a few moments. Sal M Media Group. Right. This is a play on words. If you're watching on Facebook, and if you are, like and share the post. We appreciate it very much. The reach gets huge as the week and the days go by. But Salem Media Group, Salem, see how they play on words there? Says, you look cold today. Says, I look cold because I'm wearing a Glock sweatshirt here if you're watching me on camera. No, I'm not cold at all. I feel very comfortable here and comfy in my Glock sweatshirt. It's chilly here outside the ATL today. And I was out and about. Picked up a little bit of sushi for lunch, and I just came into the studio and stayed in my Glock sweatshirt. So there's your, if you're watching the show, you get to see that here in the Armed American Radio Video Network Studios, facebook.com/Armed American Radio if you want to watch the program live. You can go over there and check it out, too, because we keep it up on the page for you so you can watch it on demand, if you will. Paul Markle, student of the gun, the professor. Paul, how are you? You ready to continue? Let's rag the media for a few minutes. What do you say?
I almost forgot what we were talking about, but we were talking about
the Arizona Star and the media fakeness that came out.
What we have to know, what you have to know, is that the media is not your friend.
Bingo.
They're not. I don't care how much they smile at you or how what they promise you. They're not your friend. Look what they did to Pat McNamara.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the Pat McNamara escapade where
and many others where people make the mistake where they feel, and you can go back to Katie Couric or whoever it was made the comment. It's just between me and you, as she's surrounded by ABC cameras and 15 million viewers. It ain't between me and you. OK,
no.
So, yeah, go ahead. You can finish your point. But, yes, it's what you're saying is, believe
me. No, they're not your buddies.
Important.
They're not your pals. They have an agenda. And I spent about a half an hour today on the radio laying it out, the agenda. And at this point in time, Mark, we've got to say to ourselves, look, we've got to be smarter. And what people this gentleman that we're talking about and others who may be involved in gun rights, this or gun rights, that or whatever. And they reach out to you and you feel like, oh, this is our opportunity. This is our opportunity to get our message out.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't want your message out.
No.
They have an agenda and they're going to follow that agenda, whatever it takes. Look at what we know about newspaper retractions. They print bold-faced lies on page one, top bold. They get called out, and then on Saturday's edition, on page 26 at the bottom, official retraction. And that's how they cover themselves. They're like, well, we print a retraction. So, hey, nothing you can say. Now, they know that no one is going to see that retraction, but they can say they did. And that's exactly what's going to happen here. They're going to run the story.
Tony,
it's going to be out there, and people will consume it, and then they'll come back in a week or whatever and say, oh, well, yeah, there was an error or a mistaken judgment or whatever they say to cover themselves. But they do that continuously, and they've been doing it for decades. But the difference between today and 20 years ago is it's even more bold. And the situation we have with our big tech is they'll run cover for them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you speak out against it, then they'll just censor it. Or they'll throttle you, or they'll ban you. So where we once, and how many of you guys understand or know what the term fourth estate means? You do, Mark. I do.
Of course, I mean, of course. David Cotry has been enlightening our audience about that for years. We've been fighting and battling the fourth estate. Go ahead.
Amendment 1 was put into place because our founders knew that anytime men get power, they develop a taste for it, and they want more, and they will always want more, and they will always push the limits. And so Amendment 1, that was a check, checks and balances. We always talk about how our government is so wonderful because it has checks and balances. Well, one of the checks and balances was supposed to be the media, the print, you know, the newspapers of the time, right. And then it became radio and television, whatever. But the fact of the matter is our founders said, look, the media need to be the watchdogs for the state and call them out whenever they see malfeasance. But that's gone. The media is no longer the watchdogs. The media are now culpable. They're now accessories to the crime. And they've just decided that they're going to tell the story that they want you to hear. And I don't know if we have enough time for this, but the fact is, we started figuring this out about as a whole country about 10, 15 years ago. And then this thing came along called the internet and blogs and social media. And so what we started doing is we started avoiding the mainstream media filter and just going around it and talking to ourselves. Because it used to be,
we retreated to our own echo chambers. That was inevitable.
Yeah,
where we are today.
So 30 years ago, if you wanted information, it had to go through the mainstream press filter for you to get it. Then we created this internet thing, and they're like, hey, no filter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was great, and they corralled us. They steered us all into this communication tool of social media where we could tweet and post and share and hashtag and all that. They drove us like cattle there. And then when we were all there, they shut it down. They're like, okay, now that we have all of you using our tools to communicate with each other, we're going to shut down your communication. Where are we going to go? We're going to go to the New York Times? Are we going to go to NBC? Are we going to go to CNN? Where's our story going to be told?
Well, Paul,
the only place is right here.
This is it. It's this type
this
of format. This is it. Let me go into some detail. I'm going to get cut off by the clock, but I'm going to carry this into the next segment because Paul has put some good framework around this, more so than I was planning on doing today, but I'm glad he did it because this was also a story from the Arizona Star about suicide. A young 21-year-old student at University of Arizona shot and killed himself on October 3rd at a highway rest stop. And he was able to walk in and purchase the gun that day because he was a law-abiding citizen. There was no wait. He passed the background check. 21-year-old UA student walked into a Midtown gun store, walked out with a firearm he would use to kill himself, is what the story was about. The reporter was Carol Ann Alimo. Carol Ann Alimo. Now, I have heard the entire 57-minute conversation with her and Mr. Charles Heller, co-founder of Arizona Citizens Defense League. So let me leave you with this as we go to the break. As she was being interviewed, here's what he had to say. Oh, see where you're getting cut off. All right. I'll go to it as soon as we come back because I want to get it both in context. I want to get what she said he said, and then she printed what he said and explained to you why he didn't say what she said he said first. It's the media. It's what they do. It's how they form a narrative. It was intentional. You'll see it when we come back. Don't go away.
to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Gunbroker.com studios here on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Great to be here with you. All of it is being presented to you by X Insurance. It's one of those deals that I graduated to when I realized if my freedom was on the line, I didn't want a third-party member plan, and I didn't want to have to depend on somebody who had to depend on somebody else to say I was going to be covered. I chose to go the real insurance route for myself and my family, so I chose X. And that's how we got together. And it is the real deal, and it is a real company, AM Best A-rated, just like I have for my home with USAA, my autos with USAA, Geico for my boat. I have X for my freedom. You should consider that if you're carrying a gun. You should consider that and get past the gimmicky stuff and get yourself a real insurance plan. Yeah, what is that? What's that saying in the movie? Get rid of that nickel-plated sissy pistol and get yourself a Glock or something like that. I forget who said that. I'm sure somebody will remind me here in the near future. I'm talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, I'm going to go to a quote from someone on the Facebook page here in a minute. But let me go back to quickly the story that we're talking about with Charles Heller, co-founder of Arizona Citizens Defense League. By the way, I'm a life member of AZCDL. I've spoken at their functions many times over the years in beautiful Arizona, both in Phoenix and Tucson, for their annual meetings, their annual luncheons. It's an unbelievable organization that has that can lay claim to some amazing accomplishments in that state. Let me read you just a little bit. Parents and friends believe Sanov, a 2017 graduate of Catalina Foothills High School, might have been saved were it not for an Arizona gun law that permits the same-day purchase of firearms. So you see, there's the agenda, Paul,
yep,
that you were talking about. This is where the writer, the reporter,
like
is laying
Arizona
it out.
Arizona law.
Correct. This is Arizona law. This is how the writer, listener, is creating that narrative and formulating that narrative through her agenda. All that's required at a licensed gun dealer, she said, is a federal background check, which Sanov would have passed because he had no criminal history and had never been involuntarily committed for treatment. Instead, he willingly sought psychiatric care. He was a kind, intelligent, and very loved man, and his life was cut short by an event that had the potential to be prevented, said another student, Claire Llewellyn, Sanov's close friend since their days in high school. And he goes on to talk about Arizona rated the most gun-friendly state in America in the last 8 years in a row by Guns and Ammo magazine. It's a change the legislature has never considered. The state's reputation as a gun lover's paradise is due in large part to a group co-founded in Tucson and devoted to keeping new gun safety laws off the books. Devoted to keeping new gun safety laws off the books. Yet again, you see the creation of the narrative and you see the agenda being formed when you're reading into this. One of its founders predicts a waiting period for gun purchases will never be adopted in Arizona. Now take a listen to this carefully. Lives lost to suicide are not as important as the public's right to purchase firearms promptly, said Charles Heller, co-founder and spokesman for the Arizona Citizens Defense League, for years the most influential gun rights voice at the state capitol. Except there's only one problem. Charles Heller never said that. He never said those words. He never said lives lost to suicide are not as important as the public's right to purchase firearms promptly, said Charles Heller. He did not say
it. I'll say it.
Well, no, and I know where you're going with that, so let's go there. But very quickly, let me wrap this up. Here's what he did say. You don't say, well, a few more people might kill themselves, so we're going to infringe everybody else's rights, said Heller, an AM radio talk show host who often talks about the right to bear arms. If somebody kills themselves, that's their choice, he said. And then she goes on to talk about other things. Heller never said lives lost to suicide are not as important as the public's right to purchase firearms promptly. That is fabricated. It is made up. He never alluded to it. He never said it. Those words never came out of his mouth. I've listened to the entire interview that she did with him by phone, and he sent her a copy of the recorded interview. He never said that. So obviously he's looking for the retraction. But Paul, to wrap this up, enemy of the people. The press has been doing this a long time. Those of us who have been involved in this game for a number of years, as I have been a very serious critic of the media, for my entire time on national radio, I've been saying the press is an enemy of the people long before Donald Trump was in office, saying it from the bully pulpit. And I believe that Donald Trump might agree with me at least 999%, if I were to say that. I think he would probably agree with me. There's no question in my mind.
I am with you 1,000%.
Do you see? He's with me 1,000%, Paul. So go ahead and take it away from what you just heard.
No, absolutely. And here's the thing. We've got to.
I got you started.
Absolutely. Bananas. You know, one of the things that and people say, well, I'm not involved in any group and I'm not a leader. And so I don't care. And it doesn't matter. No. You need to understand this. If you're a gun carrier and you smoke a Joker because they had it coming, chances are that someone from the media is going to seek you out. They are not your friend. Do not talk to them. They don't want to get your side of the story out.
No, they don't.
Well, you know, we're just trying to make sure that we get both sides of the story. So can we get a quote from you? No.
Yeah, there is no both sides of the story. There's one side of the story. He was robbing the liquor store, and I stopped it. That's the side of the story. There is no other side to that story. The side of the story where he's a drug addict trying to feed his habit or whatever the case may be is of no concern of mine. None.
Yeah. No. So, and you, every single human carrying a gun for self-defense, self-protection, whatever, needs to understand that if you have to use that, at some point in time, someone from the media is probably going to seek you out because that's, you know, they have an agenda and they're not your pal. They're not your buddy. And you say, no, well, I know how to talk to them. No, you don't.
you don't.
You're like, yes, I do. Unless you do it for a living.
Right.
The answer is you don't.
You know who
does it for a living? Attorneys. If you want a statement made, they have a statement made through your attorney because that's their job. Ladies and gentlemen, the moral of the story is this. The United States media, they're just agenda driven. They are currently at this point in time, at this point in history, the direct enemy of the representative republic of the United States of America. Now, I don't know what they want this country to end up being called after they overthrow it, but they are the direct enemy of the representative republic that is the United States of America.
If you want proof positive of what Paul is saying, simply watch the media when they talk to Kamala Harris or when they talk to Biden. And now, I know that we're preaching to you. We're preaching to the choir if you're a longtime fan of Armed American Radio, been on the airways, you know, a dozen years. You know that. We know that. We understand that. If you're a new listener and you're a conservative talk radio junkie, you probably already know that as well. The problem is, this word doesn't get out through their channels. And while we may be preaching to the choir with you, we are also reaching new listeners and hopefully some new viewers as well across the country who are opening their eyes to this. Because what we're witnessing here and what we just gave you just a very small description of and just a small example of with Mr. Heller, and he'll be here to talk about it because it's so vitally important. That doesn't matter. The hell it doesn't matter. Because what she just did was essentially slander Charles Heller and by default Arizona Citizens Defense League and everything he stands for and everything the organization stands for. And it was all patently false. So, yeah, it does matter. Paul, I used an example the other day of a senior in high school who wrote a letter to the editor to the Richmond Times-Dispatch talking about we need more gun control in Virginia because of what happened in Parkland, and we need more gun control here. And that individual, I said it was a he when I read it. Her name was Hallie, or Holly, H-A-L-L-I-E, Hallie something. And I correct that now. But she said, we need more gun control. She said, I understand that the Second Amendment gives us the right to keep and bear arms, but. No, I didn't read
there's
any
no
further.
But.
Well, not only is there no but, the Second Amendment doesn't give us anything. It recognizes a pre-existing right to defend our lives in America, and the founders knew that. These people are ignorant. And the fact that the Richmond Times, again, a very small example, very subtle, but when these are multiplied by thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions, this is how the agenda is driven, and this is how the narrative is created. And if we don't call it out, they get away with it. Back with Paul Markle, student of the gun, right after this. Don't go away. One more segment. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed in the GunBroker.com studios. Car Arms microphone lit up for you. All of it brought to you by X Insurance. Check them out. Get a quote at xinsurance.com. You'll be glad you did, by the way. When you grow up, do real stuff. Because you do that for your businesses and your life, you should be doing that for your own freedom as well. I am drinking Defender Coffee. You can see it in a mug if you're watching it on your screens. I appreciate that very much. DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. As always, make sure to drink Defender Coffee and donate a portion of the profits for what you're buying anyway, like I do, to the Second Amendment Foundation. Facepalm. You know, it's like, no-brainer. Ledslinger's Whiskey, obviously, ledslingerswhiskey.com. Throw your zip code in over there. Find a distributor near you. Enjoy it responsibly. MyPillow. You know, I've been talking to, I've talked to Mike recently in the recent past. He is under tremendous pressure by the left. He's got the bus tour kicked off now going on around the country in support of Donald Trump. And they are doing everything they can on social media to stop him from getting the word out. The mainstream press isn't covering him. We're talking about him. And the man supports Armed American Radio and helps us stay on air. Please support this good man. It's so simple. Buy a pillow or a pet bed or a rack of towels or sheets or a mattress, whatever he's got over there. Go over to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code AAR. Right now, he's got the biggest sale going on ever. I think his pillows, well, I know his pillows are $40 off. What was $68 or $69 is now $29. And you can give them as gifts. That's the queen size. And the kings are only $5 more. Use the promo code AAR, and it helps keep this radio show on the airwaves. MyPillow.com. Car Arms Microphone. This is GunBroker.com Studios. I know you're going to GunBroker, but it's 100% free. Millions of you are. Make sure to check it out. If you can't find it on your store shelves, it is at GunBroker.com. North American Arms. Sadie was awesome on the program last week. We kept her an extra segment. Or this week, I should say, because she was just on Sunday. That is the beginning of the week, not the end of a previous week. So make sure you listen to her in hour two. She was outstanding. They've got the coolest guns in the world out there. I'll be out in Utah in the near future, and I'm looking forward to hooking up with them and meeting all of them out there again. And Front Sight, remember, check out frontsight.com. Dr. Ignatius Piazza. We'll be hearing more about him. He's going to be a guest on a upcoming Sunday show very, very soon. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Are we ready to switch gears here before we go crazy and stay on the media? Can we switch gears quickly?
Well, we've only got like 5 minutes left.
It just kills us, man. This time goes so fast, and I appreciate you jumping in here today. But troubling evidence, Raffensperger, the Georgia Secretary of State, is now apparently investigating troubling evidence with this clown, Stacey Abrams, who I think she believes she's like the president of the state of Georgia or something. She has refused to concede the election that she lost handily and squarely. And the media was all over her when she was trying to claim disenfranchisement and everything else. Now her group is being investigated, as they should have been on the November 3rd election. And Paul, as you and I were talking about yesterday, Georgia is a red state. We laid this out yesterday for you, listeners and viewers. We laid it out very clear for you. Georgia has, 105 Republicans in the House to 75 Democrats, and they picked up 11 seats, if I'm not mistaken, in 2018. But we still hold a majority of 105 to 75. In the Senate, we are one seat away from a veto-proof majority, and the governorship is red. This is a red state, not a blue state. A red state. Paul, take it away, because there's definitely shenanigans going on here. Let's have some fun with it before we go up, before we have to close out today. Go for it. It's all yours.
Well, the fact of the matter is, we need to be smart enough to understand that a bully is a bully is a bully, and a bully is never going to change their behavior. How does a bully change their behavior? The victim has to stand up to them.
Correct.
Pretending the bully's going to go away, or smiling at the bully, or avoiding the bully, doesn't make the bully go away. You said she's acting and behaving as if she thinks she's the governor in exile of Georgia. She's doing that because no one's calling her out on it. The media is not going to call her out.
That's correct. You can't call
her out on socialist media, because they will censor you or throttle you or ban you. We're in a situation.
You'll be a racist.
Right now. Yeah, you're a racist.
You're a racist if you call her out.
You know, so Yeah, that's why we have this situation, because these people, these thugs and bullies, are not being stopped. And why should they? I mean, they're so emboldened. They're genuinely drunk on their own power, and they think that no one will dare stop them. And so until someone dares to stop them, they're just going to keep going. And it's ridiculous. And I tell you what, you're like, oh, Paul, we take the high ground. We take the high ground. The high ground is a graveyard, and that's where we go to die.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taking the high ground for 25 years, and every time we do that, we lose and they win. But we tell ourselves, we pat ourselves on the break our arms, patting ourselves on the back, telling ourselves how we take the high ground. And they're over there laughing. They're like, go ahead and take it. You can take the high ground. We're going to continue to win. We'll take your rights.
Yeah, I like the way you said it. The moral high ground is a cemetery, folks. Okay, it's that simple.
It's a cemetery.
Listen, it definitely is. And, you know, as Paul and I were talking on a personal call last night, it's interesting. Because where does taking the high ground get you? What high ground do the – who was it? Michelle Obama made the comment, when they go low, we're going to go high. So let's talk about that scumbag Harry Reid. And we talked about it last night, Paul. I mentioned him on the show a couple times this week. What about Romney's taxes? You lied about Romney's taxes, Mr. Reid. And his response was, it worked, didn't it? Okay. Mm-hmm. The Democrats know how to sink lower because they understand the objective, and their objective is victory at all costs. And they're patient, just like good criminals are. They will wait this out decades. That's why they were so upset, Paul, at Trump stepping in here, because that wasn't supposed to happen. They were supposed to have completed their objective in the last election, and they failed. Where do we go from here, Paul?
Screwed up their agenda.
Mm.
But remember this, the high ground is where you place your artillery. That is what the high ground is. So if somebody wants to talk to you about high ground, you say, I agree, that's where you put artillery. So keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. It has to be. Consider it the little round top of the battle to come. The fact of the matter is that this is dirty business. And the Democrats have learned how to play dirty pool and dirty politics years ago. They're not new at this game. And it frustrates us as conservatives, and more so as conservative gun owners. Because as conservative gun owners, I think we stand to lose more, Paul, than just a conservative. When we're a conservative gun owner, we've got our Second Amendment at stake, in addition to all of our other principles. Agreed?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we don't want to be in a position to lose. Go ahead. You've got 30
before,
seconds.
You say, what is it about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed? What it is about their agenda is it's right there in the Second Amendment. It says for the security of a free state. They don't want a free state. That's
it. And they're willing to stop at nothing. At nothing. They'll roll right over you. Paul Markle, where can people find you? You got about 20 seconds. Go ahead.
StudentOfTheGun.com.
StudentOfTheGun.com. That's StudentOfTheGun.com. Paul Markle, Professor
right.
Paul Markle, thank you for being here. Love it when you're on, my friend. Talk to you again probably next week. Well, on the radio next week, but I'll be talking with you this week as we always do. We'll solve the world's problems. And to you, listener and viewer, enjoy the rest of your day, won't you? Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever been caught outside his cave without his club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.